Shalom, good afternoon, everybody.
愿平安赐给弟兄姐妹。
I have two requests.
我有一个请求。
I would like my brother TC to be nearer to me. As near as possible.
I just want not to stand in the middle.
No. It's okay. I can stand in the middle. Yeah. And also, can those at the back move to the front so I can...Inter with you when I'm preaching.
请你们坐到最后后面那几行呢？以前大概三行啊，让我们讲员啊，就台上都可以啊看到你们，有一个更亲密的关系。
Thank you. I will start the worship by praying in English without translation.
那我们先用英文来祷告，这个祷告是不用翻译。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for your love and grace for us. Thank you for saving us. Saving us not only from the turmoil that we are in, but also you have transformed us into a new being and be.Inheritance of the blessing in your kingdom. We also want to say thank you for yesterday for the outreach. We have seen so many people coming, and our prayer is that this contact will come to fruition in the future, that people will be dedicated to not only to accept you as their personal savior, but also to be convinced that this is the family that you have prepared for them to be.Are part of. Today, your servant is going to share your word, and I pray, dear Lord, that you'll help me to have your wisdom and also help the congregation to really comprehend what you're going to speak to us today. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's not on the sermon part.I'm very particular in preparing the sermon, not only in hearing, but also for us the PowerPoint to follow. Because I realized that people had, different people have different learning style. Some learn by hearing, and some learn by watching. So,
我特别把这个一些 PowerPoint 也投影在这个后面。让有些人因为对于图画的领会比较容易和深入。
As you can see from the slide, the topic of today's sermon is dedicated Christian life.
Today's 今天的正道的题目是委身的基督徒生活。
I've chosen a passage that I like very much, Romans 12 verses 1 to 2.
我特别选用罗马书第十二章第一到第二节来做。今天正道的经文。
That's the reason why I have chosen this passage.
那么我选这段经文是有一个原因。
I am speaking on this topic because it fit in the theme of the church very well.
因为这个题目跟我们教会的年训是非常有密切的关系。
We have the theme of building a house that pleases the Lord.
我们今年教会的主题是建立主爱之家。
For us to build a house that pleases the Lord,
如果我们要建立一个讨神喜悦的教会，
we have to live a dedicated Christian life.
我们每个会众一定要过一个委身的生活。
And this dedicated Christian life in the passage we read today consists of one thing you have to do, one thing you don't, one thing that you do not do, and three things you need to do.
那么今天的经文呢？讲到一个不要，然后有三个要。
Today's passage is a passage we know very well.
这两节经文是我们非常熟悉的。
There's a church website on the internet called BibleGateway.com.
在网络上面有一个网站叫 BibleGateway.com.
And there's a passage that I've been seek for 150 million times.
就是找到哪一个经文是最受人家欢迎去寻找了，就是有150亿的人去寻找这两句话。
应该是一亿五千万。
一亿五千万。
You guess which Bible verse is it?
你猜猜这个经文是什么呢？
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2.
就是我们今天所读的经文，罗马书第十章第一到第二节。
Before we go into today's content,
当我们进入今天的讲到的内容以前，
we need to understand the background of the passage.
我们一定要知道刚刚这两节经文后面的背景。
If you read the book of Romans,
如果你看这个罗马书的话，
it's very obvious that the book of Romans is divided into three main sections.
就很清楚，我们看到罗马书就分了三段非常清晰 的段落。
When you read chapters 1 to 8,
如果我们从第一章念到第八章的时候，
the focus is the gospel and humankind.
我们发现这个焦点呢，就是福音跟罪人的关系。
When you the second session from chapters 9 to 11,
但是我们看到第九章到十一章呢，我们看到另外一个段落。
The focus is the gospel and Israel.
就是讲到这个福音跟以色列人的关系。
From verses 12 to from chapter 12 to chapter 16.
然后在十二章到十六章呢，我们又看到一个新的段落。
And the focus is the gospel and Christian living.
就是讲到这个福音跟我们基督徒如何生活。
And Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2.
罗马书第十二章第一到第二节。
It's the beginning of the third section of the book of Romans.
就是罗马书一开始的头一段。第三段。
After talking about how we are justified by faith.
当保罗讲到因信称义的道理以后，
Chapter 12 verse 1 start with the word therefore.
我们看到从十二章一开始就有一个很重要的词汇，就是所以。
Therefore is the key word for you to understand verses chapter 12 to 16.
这个所以呢，就是一个要句，让我们可以了解写这个十二章到了末了那个目的是怎么样。
Every time Apostle Paul want to make a point, he used the word therefore.
每一次保罗，几乎每一次保罗要做一个很重要的宣告的时候，他都用所以这两个字做开始。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2, I can say is the summarization of the gospel and Christian daily living.
所以罗马书十二章第一到第二节就是总括所有的教义，然后进入到一个基督徒生活的层面。
You talk about dedicated Christian life.
这里讲到一个委身的基督徒生活。
There's one don't and three do's.
这里有一个不要，然后有三个要。
The first one is the only don't is do not conform to the pattern of this world.
第一个不要了，就是不要效法这个世界。
So when you look at Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the first part, do not conform to the pattern of this world.
所以如果你看到罗马书十二章第一节，就是说你们不要效法这个世界。
We have to understand what Paul was talking about when he mentioned the word world.
首先我们要知道世界在保罗的思想里面是代表什么东西。
If you use a highlight pen and highlight the word world in the New Testament,
如果你在新约圣经把世界这个名词用一个笔来画起来的时候，
It has appeared 249 times.
一共有249次。
And out of these 249 times, there are three main meanings.
在这个249次当中呢，我们可以看到有三个意义在里面。
When you look at Acts chapter 17 verse 24,
如果我们看看《使徒行传》第十七章第二十四节，
The word world means the world that God has created.
世界就代表一个受造的世界。
Then John chapter 3 verse 16.
然后约翰三章十六节。
It's a very familiar verse, telling that God so loved the world.
这里讲到神爱世人这个世界。
The world means the people of the world.
所以这个世界呢，就代表在这个地球上面所有的人。
But that's not the meaning Apostle Paul is using here.
但是这两个意义就不是保罗所要表达的，在这个两句经文上面。
It's in line with 1 John chapter 2 verse 16。
然后是他这个意思呢，乃是符合约翰一书第二章第十六节所讲的内容。
It means the pattern, culture, and value system.
这里讲的社会文化形态潮流等等。
So we have to understand the meaning of the world.
所以在这里呢，我们要清楚了解这个世界到底在哪一个背景里面表达它的意义。
Mentioned that what we should not do.
保罗说：“你们不要做什么呢？”
Do not conform.
保罗说：“不要效法。”
The word that he used in Greek is this word.
那么在效法里面呢，有一个特别的希腊的文字。
You don't have to know the meaning. It's a job for Brother George and me.
这个你不需要了解这些，这个是George 跟我的 Johnny， 我们念神学。
When you read the meaning in Chinese，
但是我们读到这个中文的时候呢
，It means do not be molded，
就是不要被塑造。
Or you can say do not imitate，
也不是说也说不要去模仿。
The world is trying to mold us，
因为这个世界呢要。想要塑造我们。
I went on the internet. I found something very interesting.
我到网站里面看到一些很有趣的事情。
It talked about how the world is so successful in molding things.
看到这个社会实在是非常的成功，在这个塑造人的心态的时候。
You have seen spherical watermelon.
你没有看过这个四方形的西瓜呢？
不不 ，You have seen spherical watermelon, but you have not seen rectangular watermelon.、
哦、你看到。西瓜就是圆圆，你有没有看过这种西瓜呢
？I give people credit.
我其实给他们很多的功劳。
People said that it's more expensive to pack the watermelon than to grow the watermelon.
他们觉得去摸摸这个西瓜呢，比去去种这个西瓜呢更有意思。
So to have rectangular watermelon save a lot of money in packing.
其实这个这种形状的西瓜呢，对包装来讲是非常有利的。
It doesn't affect us, square or spherical watermelon.
但是其实对我们也没有什么影响啊，它味道都是一样。
I can say I don't matter it's spherical or rectangular watermelon. As soon as it's a sweet watermelon, it's a good watermelon.
对我来讲，只要甜就好了。它是四方形、三角形、圆的都不重要。
But when it comes to the world,
但是我们讲到这个世界的话
，I have seen this picture is very interesting.
我看到这个漫画也是非常有趣。
The world is trying to mold us into something that we are not supposed to be.
这个世界要塑造我们成为一个我们不应该有的形象。
Pastor Hui, what do you mean?
那牧师，这个到底是说什么呢
？You know there are many patterns in the world.
我们知道这个世界有很多的潮流，很多的形状。
Some patterns are neutral.
有些形状是中性的。
But they're changing all the time.
他们是常常就。改变的。
If you follow the pattern, you lose your direction.
如果你常常要跟这个潮流的话呢，你很可能就会失去你个人的方向。
I give an example.
我举一个例子给你。
The width of the tie.
这个领带的宽度。
There was a time the width of the tie is like 2.5 inches wide.
有一段时间，这个领带呢大概两寸半那么宽。
And there was a time when the width of the tie is less than 1/2 inch wide.
有一段时间呢，这个领带呢是少过一寸那么宽。
I'm determined not to follow the pattern of the width of the tie of this culture.
那么我就决定不要跟随这个社会的风气。
So I chose the middle.
所以我就取一个
1.5 inches
中间的 1.5 就是一寸半，跟我这个一样。
Oh, ladies, I don't wear ties.
其实平常我不戴领带。
The lady said I wear skirt.
女生不戴领带，她说我穿裙子啊。
The pattern of the length of the skirt also changed.
那么裙子的长度也是常常在改变。
There was a time when I was a teenager, the skirt was so short that you hardly see anything.
当我在青少年的时候，那些女生穿的裙子都是非常非常的短。
You can say you almost see everything.
你可以甚至说我已经看到什么东西。
But when I graduated from Bible school, it was so long that you cannot even see your ankle.
但是有一段时间呢，女生喜欢穿很长的裙子，甚至那个脚都看不见。
So I told my daughter.
所以我就告诉我的女儿。
If you want to be in fashion, buy a skirt that is just below your knee.
所以我告诉你，如果你要常常就在这个潮流的当中，你再取一个中间路线，你的裙子就刚刚过了膝盖就好了。
But there's certain pattern we really have to think.
但是有一些模型呢，我们必须要思考的。
Hairstyle.
另外就是头发的形状。
I see a problem if my son come back with a mohawk. I feel difficult.
有些像那些红发那种头你儿子啊。
如果他要摸黄，我就会 very upset。
就是我就很不喜欢这种红发这种头子。
But you see, David Beckham have a mohawk.
但是却很多人。
David Beckham, you know who David Beckham is?
不知道。
He's a very famous former Manchester United soccer player.
哦，有一个很有名的足球员，就是我不知道而已。他就是采取这种的。
But you know David Beckham?You are outdated.
Yes. 不跟潮流。
How about something?
然后另外呢
seeing my son with an earring.
我看到我的儿子
earring
要有个耳环。
But I find more difficult to see a lady with a nose ring.
但是我也看到女孩子呢有一个鼻子的环。
I think about the Rock of Proverbs.
那我看到一个
Proverbs 箴言
箴言书这样子讲
It talks about a lady who is beautiful but is not wise
讲到一些女性她是漂亮但是没有智慧
It's like a rain fall put in the nose of a pig
这种的姐妹呢就好像把一个环子挂在他的鼻子上面。
Forgive me, every time I see a lady with a nose ring, I think about that passage.
每当我看到女孩子有一个鼻环的时候，我就想到这个箴言这段经文。
The world try to mold us.
因为整个世界呢，希望来塑造我们。
We have the life of Christ.
我们叫爱基督。
We have the life of Christ.
我们有基督的生命。
We have to move against the tide.
我们必须要中流砥柱，就上这个逆流的方向去走。
We don't follow the pattern of the world.
我们不要效法这个世界。
Other people go of life is to chase after money.
如果你是一直是找时髦的时候，你就是有些人呢就是要钱。
Money is important.
那钱当然是重要了。
But we don't have to be moved by the world to chase us.
但是我们不需要给这个世界去塑造我们，好像我们一个是一直不断的追求这个金钱。
One term that I really find difficulty with.
有一个名词我是觉得非常难以接受。
There's a term called seeker-sensitive Christianity.
就是基督教里面有一个说，我们要对那些追求真理的人呢，我们要对他敏感。
We have to be seeker sensitive.
当然我们要考虑他们的想法。
But certain culture, we don't have to be moved by the world.
但是我们必须注意到，我们不能被世界的潮流所塑造。
Sometimes I go into certain churches and worship.
有时候我到了别的教会去敬拜。
So-called seeker sensitive churches.
这个叫为了不信主的人所设计的崇拜聚会。
You don't see the word God, Jesus, Holy Spirit.
你很奇怪，看到神这个名字、耶稣这个名字、敬拜这个名字出现。
All the hymns have turned God into pronouns.
他把上帝变成一个代名词。
You, he.
就是讲到他跟你。
It's very common in many English congregations today.
这个是在英文的教会当中、英语的教会当中是非常普遍的。
And I ask a question.
那么我就问他。
Who is influencing who?
到底是世界影响我们呢？我们还是教会就影响这个世界呢
？When we are seeker sensitive, we lose God, Jesus, and all the names.
但我们太过注重迁就这些不信主的人呢，我们就失去我们的真理。
James chapter 4 verse 4 reminds us.
雅各书第四章第四节说
，Being friends with the world make us enemies of God.
岂不至于？世俗为友的就是与神为敌吗
？When there are certain pattern, value system, culture of the world that's against Christianity.
所以，当有一些潮流、有一些价值观 是跟这个基督教的思想不同的时候了。
And that the Christian should do what?
那么
should not do what?
基督徒我们应该去怎么处理呢？
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
我们必须注意的就是不要效法这个世界。
Don't let the world culture, value system and pattern mold.
不要把这些文化啊，这些潮流啊，这些好听的名字啊，来使到你混乱。
That's a don't of dedicated Christian life.
这个是不要的一部分。
Do not conform to the pattern of.
不要效法这个世界。
But Apostle Paul also talk about the do's.
但是保罗也转移到一个知识的方面。
The do number one
就是你要
be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
就是你们要改变 你的生命。
So chapter 12 verse 2 the middle but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
你们要效不要效法这个世界，乃是要心意更新而变化。
Do you realize that when you read it Paul can just renew and transform?
那时候保罗可不可以说就是心意更新而变化吗？
He can still say the same thing by saying renew and transform. That was represent the same thing.
如果他光是讲心意更新而变化，那已经是表明所有的意义在里面
了。But why did he do that?
但是为什么他不这样子做呢？
That's the reason why we look at the meaning of transform and renew.
所以我们必须要对这个更新而变化这两个名词呢，有一个更深刻的了解。
Again, you don't need to know the Greek word. That's, again, it's a George and my work.
你们不需要完完全全了解这个希腊文这个字母这个意思。
But in Chinese, here's a meaning. I asked Brother TC to read it out.
但是中文有个字义，变心，本质上的彻底的焕然一新。
The word transform.
那么这个改变，更新。
It's also very special.
这个变化，这是也是一个非常奇妙的字眼。
Although you may not know the meaning in Greek,
虽然我们不完全清楚希腊文
，but there's an English word that developed from this Greek word.
但是有个英文字是从这个希腊文衍生出来的。
It means the word of metamorphosis.
这个就是蜕变的意思。
So the word transform is metamorphosis.
所以我们讲的这个变化更新变化了，就是跟这个字有关系。
蜕变。
蜕变。蜕变。
So, from a caterpillar to a flying butterfly.
就是好像从一个毛毛虫变成一个蝴蝶。
So what does it mean?
这个什么意思呢？
You do not be molded by the pattern of this world.
我们不要效法这个世界。
But you have to be molded by something.
但是你们一定要被另外一种东西去塑造你。
What are you being molded?
那么我们是靠什么东西来塑造我们呢？
You are being molded by Christ.
我们是靠基督来改变我们，去塑造我们。
There's a kind of a comparison that always appear in the Bible.
这个好像有一个对比好像在圣经里面有这样的意思。
It talks about the potter and the clay.
就讲到一个窑匠跟一团泥土。
So if you're not moved by the pattern of this world, you have to be moved by Christ.
如果你不效法这个世界呢，你必须有个取代，就是让你自己被耶稣去改变你。
You cannot be the same after you become a Christian.
当你变成基督徒的时候，你不可能留在你原来的样式。
Paul used two very strong words.
保罗用了两个非常强烈的字眼。
Renew and transform.
就是更新而变化。
Then if is it possible?
这个可能吗？
I usually don't use Chinese stories.
我通常都不太用这个中国的故事来跟你们去表达。
I don't use many stories from Taiwan.
我也不是用很多台湾的故事。
Not because I don't like Taiwanese.
那我不是说我不喜欢台湾。
But I realize that there are a lot of people coming over are mainland Chinese.
我知道在中间有很多人是从中国大陆来到我们这里。
But this story from Taiwan is so special.
但是这个台湾的故事是非常特别的。
So I just go against the odds. I use this with an English speaking congregation.
所以这个跟我一般的讲法不同，我现在就用这个故事跟讲英文的弟兄姐妹去讲。
Maybe in the church, the Taiwanese is a minority, right? Is the Taiwanese a minority here?
也许我们讲英文的是少数。
But this Taiwan story will carry everything over the top.
但是这个故事是非常特别的，是超越所有的文化的界限。
The theme of the story is from gangster to pastor.
这个故事的主要题目呢，是讲到一个流氓，一个黑道的人物变成牧师。
It talks about a person from Taiwanese. His name is 吕代豪。
这里讲到一个人，他的名字他是从台湾来的，叫吕代豪。
His mom is one of the key leaders in a gangster group.
他的家庭背景也是很奇妙，因为他的妈妈呢是华人最大帮派的洪门的四大姐之一。
And when he fought with somebody as a child and he lost and he went home.
那么他怎么教导的孩子呢？他说，如果你在外面跟小孩子打架
，Go back and beat up the somebody before you come home.
他说，你要把他打垮，然后你再回家。
He grew up in that kind of culture.
你看这个孩子就从这种的这种的放任的教育当中成长。
He never graduated from high school.
他也没有到高中毕业就已经辍学了。
And then he joined a gangster.
然后他加入这个黑社会。
He said, "I'm going to learn English myself."
但是他愿意学英文。
Japanese.
学日文。
I'm going to be a sniper, so I'm going to learn how to shoot.
然后他又学怎么样去开枪。
And then he said that he has shoot 30 bullets into people's buttocks.
分享他的经历，他曾经发过30子弹打到别人的屁股上面去。
In 38 prison in Taiwan.
那么台湾呢，一共有38个监狱。
He has spent time in 14 of them.
但是有14个监狱，他是在那边做过的。
But then somebody he caught somebody's eye attention.
但是他被一个人所注意。
The younger sister of his former schoolmate in high school.
那么这个人有一个高中的同学的妹妹。
He started to write to 吕代豪 in prison.
他开始写信给这个吕代豪。
In fact, 500 of them.
总共写了500篇的信。
And there's not one letter that is shorter than 5 pages.
每一个信呢，都至少有五页那么长。
And when he received letter number 250,
当他收到第250封信的时候，第250封信的时候。
吕大豪 he was moved.
这个吕大豪看到这封信就受感动。
He said, "If my clothes are dirty, I can use the washing powder to wash it clean."
这封信有一句话使到他去反省他自己。他说，衣服脏了，用肥皂来洗。
But if I'm dirty, what can I use? I need the blood of Jesus.
但是人的灵魂污秽了，我们用什么东西去洗呢？他说，你要用耶稣基督的血。
He accepted Christ.
在这封信读后，他就改过自新，重生得救。
And then he married this lady.
然后最后长话短说，最后跟这个女孩子结婚。
But the story didn't end there.
但是这个故事并不停在这里。
He became a pastor.
后来他变成一个牧师。
He has not graduated from high school.
然而他连高中毕业都没有。
At the end, he got 3 PhD.
但是最后呢，他拿到三个博士学位。
He became the principal of a Bible school.
而且成为一个神学院的院长。
He had 2 daughters.
他有两个女儿。
They both graduated from UC Berkeley.
两个都是在加州北加州一个有名的州立大学毕业。
And they wrote a book.
这两个女儿呢，两个女儿呢，写了一个本书。
The Berkeley daughters of the leader of a gang.
黑道大哥珀克林的女儿。
Is it possible?
你看这个可能 吗？一个黑道的人变成一个牧师。
Is it possible to have that kind of renewing and that kind of transformation?
有可能这个更新，这种的更新变化吗？
That's why I have used him. Somebody from Taiwan, not an English speaking guy.
所以我就用这个故事来阐明这个道理。
It's good to accept Jesus.
接受耶稣基督是好的。
Not only that you have God as your heavenly Father.
不但你有上帝做你的天父。
You are involved in a journey that's beyond your imagination.
你所得到的恩典的部分是超过你的所想所求。
A journey of renewal and transformation.
这个就是一个心意更新变化一个旅程。
If you're trying speaking, buy this book. It's a good book.
如果你有机会的话，可以买这本书，他会分享他们成长的经验。
Is it a good book?Go ahead and buy it.
George 的弟兄有这本书，这样子给我们一个鼓励，大家要看。
That's why I use as an example.
这个只不过是一个例子。
It's exciting.
这个是非常惊讶的，非常。
A dedicated Christian life is a renewing and a transforming one.
我们有心意更新变化的经历，实在是一个非常惊人的一个经历。
The second do.
第二个我们要做的。
Offer your bodies to God as a living sacrifice.
他说，把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
所以，Chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
经文这样子说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
When you want to dedicate your life,
当你委身在神的面前，
That's one main element. That's one key factor.
这里有一个很重要的因素。
That's a love in motivating you.
就是上帝的爱激励了我们。
God's mercy.
上帝的慈悲激励了我们。
Unless you feel the love of God,
除非你感觉不到上帝的爱。
Otherwise, it's very difficult for you to dedicate to Him.
否则你是非常难去把你的身体献上。
I've chosen a picture.
我选这个图画。
When I look at my journey as a Christian,
当我回顾我在成为基督徒这整个天路历程。
When God wants me to make a sacrifice,
当上帝呼召我要我去委身的时候，
there's also a key element.
这里还有一个因素在里面。
God always brings me to the cross.
上帝总是把我带到十字架的面前。
And let me think about the kind of sacrifice He has made for you.
让我想到神的爱子在十字架上面如何的为我们舍命。
So emotions involved in dedication.
所以我们看到情感是在这种委身的方程式里面。
But there's also reasoning in dedication.
里面呢并不是没有理性的因素。
This is your true and proper worship.
他说这里你们如此侍奉那是理所当然的。
The word used here.
这个字用在这里。
Proper.
Proper 就是讲到一个。
If you translate in English, its meaning is logical.
就是一个符合逻辑的敬拜。
So offering your body to Christ is an act of emotion.
所以当你的身体献上的时候，不错，是一种感情上面的表达。但是
is it also logical?
也是一个符合逻辑的敬拜。
Proper is logical.
这个是适合的，是应该的，是合理的。
But when you read the passage, it's very special.
但是当我们读了这个经节的时候是一个人有特别的感受。
The word that Apostle Paul uses is very special.
特别保罗用的词汇是非常特别的。
Sacrifice itself is not special.
这里讲到献身就是一种敬拜一种服事。
But the word living is special.
但是讲这个刚刚这个还是不算特别。但是讲到这个活这个字是非常特别的。
Because in the Old Testament, all the sacrifice when you offer they're dead.
因为在旧约里面所有的祭都是死祭。
But God wants us to not to die for him, but to live for him.
但是神在这里要我们注重的不是为他死而是为他而活。
Not only that is the logical, there's a manner, there's also manner number two.
这个不但是合情，也是合理。
It's holy.
还有一个就是圣洁。
And also the result in our dedication is pleasing to the Lord.
所产生的结果就是讨神的喜悦。
How does it look like in our daily life?
那么我们日常生活有没有看到这几点呢？
I have to go back. I haven't come to this picture yet. I think it's at the bottom. Okay. I want to talk about a person called Charles Stanley.
有一个有名的牧师布道家，他在 TV 上面也是常常出现，就是Stanley.
In 1985,
Charles Stanley, 在1985年
he has written a book called Confronting Casual Christianity.
他写了一本书，那题目是向随随便便的基督徒。
He pointed out that there's a lack of dedication among today's churches and Christians.
So, 他的目的乃是要鼓励他的会友去把他们的生命奉献给上帝。
When people come to church, they come with a consumer mentality.
很可惜，今天的人来了教会，他是用一种消费主义的心态来这个教会。
They don't talk about dedication. They talk about what I can get from the church.
他们很少谈到我要给出什么东西啊？然而他常常所讲的题目就是我得到什么东西。
He used a person named called Kenny.
他这个书里面用到一个人的名字叫 Kenny.
In the beginning, he was the member of First Baptist Church.
那么开始的时候，他是一个第一浸信会的会员。
Not long after he left the church and he joined the Grace Church.
然后不久了，他又移到另外一个教会，叫恩典教会。
The reason is the worship is so boring.
他的原因就是啊，这个崇拜太古板了。
And also Grace Church is a very good choir.
然而这个恩典教会呢，有很好很好的诗班。
Not long after he left Grace Church.
但是他留在恩典教会，也不久又移到另外一个教会。
He went to Assembly Center.
他来到一个大概是叫聚会所嘛，聚会的中心。
Because the pastor is a very good preacher.
因为他发现那个地方那个牧师讲道非常好。
But after a few years, he left the assembly hall.
那么他不久两三年以后，他又移到另外一个教会。
And then he went to Eastern District Church.
他去到一个叫东区教会。
Because that church has a very good fellowship for his teenager children.
因为那里呢，对这青少年的服侍、青少年的program 是非常好的。
And then he mentioned that the problem of the American churches today is the lack of dedication.
所以今天美国教会最大的问题就是会有失去这种奉献的心。
Do the churches have this dedication challenge?
Pretty good, pretty good.
no problem.
Some. But we have room to improve. Okay.
When I talk about dedication,
当我们讲到这个奉献的题目的时候
there are seven people who has a big influence on me.
有一个属灵的长者对我是非常有影响。
Because of the testimony, I became a missionary in 1982.
就是因为他的见证，让我能够在1992年。82年愿意参加这个宣教的事工。
I spent 3 years as a missionary in Africa.
我在非洲有3年之久。
There's a group of people called the Cambridge Seven.
那里呢，我们就看到一个叫剑桥七杰。
There are seven people who graduate from Cambridge University in England.
那么就剑桥大学这七个人呢？就从这个英国的剑桥大学毕业。
But they all went to China as missionaries.
但是他们七个人就成为一组，通通都到了中国做宣教的工作。
Dressed like Chinese.
他穿到华人的衣服。
Eat like Chinese.
吃中国的饭。
Talk like Chinese.
也会讲中文。
If they live today, I'm sure that the Mandarin is much better than mine.
我相信这些西方人他讲的国语一定比我讲的更好。
And there's one particular of these seven called City Stud.
但是这七个人当中有人的名字叫 City Stud.
And he said, if Christ be God and he died for me, then there's no sacrifices too great for me to make for him.
他说了一个名言，是大家熟悉的，耶稣基督是神，而仅为我死，我就没有什么不能为他牺牲得了。
So second do is to offer your body as a living
sacrifice. 所以第二个要就是你们要心意更新而变化。
The third do.
第三个要是什么呢？
Test and approve what God's will is.
就是要查验神的旨意。
Chapter 12 verse 2 the last part. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
It's
good, pleasing and perfect will.
十二章第二节的后半段，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
What do we have to do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
We have to test and approve God's will.
我们要考察去试验这个真理。
Of course, when we want to look for a wife,
当然我们选配偶的时候了。
Or we look for a job,
我就去找工作的时候了。
Look for which college we seek God's will.
在年轻的时候去找哪一个学校适合我呢？
That's more than that.
这个查验呢，比这些还有更深的意义。
Whatever we do, we have to ask, what does God want me to do?
我们所做的一切，我们必须问一个问题，就是到底上帝要我在这里做什么？
When I first became a Christian, I feel that everything I like, God don't like. Everything God don't like, I like.
但我刚刚做基督徒的时候，我发现我喜欢的事情，耶稣都不喜欢；我不喜欢的事情，耶稣却喜悦。
But what did Apostle Paul say?
但是保罗怎么样教训我们呢？
God's will is what?
他说上帝的旨意是怎么样呢？
God's will is good.
上帝旨意是善良的。
God's will is perfect.
他的旨意是纯全的。
God's will is pleasing.
他的旨意也是可喜悦的。
You know, in the Bible, when it's described three times, it's the way how the Bible emphasizes. If the Bible says something, three elements is the way how Bible emphasizes.
在圣经的表达就是把三个东西放在一起去表达的时候，就代表它的重要性。
Approve God's will.
我们要查看神的旨意。
Because it's good.
因为它是良善的。
It's perfect.
它是纯全的。
It's pleasing.
它也是可喜悦的。
When I prepare, I say, okay, I must use an example that let us question God's will.
我用一个例子，让我们能够反省到底神的旨意是怎么样的。
How many of you have recently read the book Purple Sheep and I?
那么有多少人读过这个以 Purple Sheep
目的度向的人生
目标度道向的人生
有没有看过
有没有看过
Only George But I said it's a good book
这本是一个好书
It was written by a pastor of a very big church in Southern California called Rick Warren
就是南加州有一个有名的牧师叫 Rick Warren 华伦牧师
But in 2013, something happened.
但是在2013年的时候，一件事情发生在他家中。
In 2013, his son Matthew committed suicide.
就是他的儿子 Matthew, 自杀。
It was so devastating.
这个对他来讲是一个很大的冲击。
For first time in his life, he took a 5 months off sabbatical.
在他人生的服侍的旅途当中，他第一次拿了5个月的。安息月
Is God's will good?
到底上帝的旨意是好吗
Perfect?
是完全吗
And pleasing?
是使人喜悦吗
I don't want to underestimate his pain.
我不要低估他个人的感受跟痛苦
But after he came back from the furlough.
但是当他休息完了以后再回到服侍的岗位
His ministry moved in a very new direction.
他整个事工就移到一个新的方向去。
He said, "I've ignored that so many people who are mentally challenged."
他发觉到原来这个世界上有那么多人，他的心理状况是像我儿子一样，有些不正常。
Isn't true that many times we are so concerned about the spiritual health and the physical health?We are so ignorant about emotional health.
我们常常注意到我们肉体的健康，灵里面的健康，但是我们也没有想到心灵上的健康呢。
He was very successful before.
他过去是非常成功。
But God has a new thing for him to do.
但是上帝有一个新的方向赐给他。
I don't want you to show hands.
我不需要你们举手。
I won't be surprised if I ask you how many of you are feeling very depressed now.
我就我相信你们中间有很多现在是很忧郁的。
Or maybe somebody who should take medication but don't want to take medication.
也许有些人用药物来平静你的心态，但是他实在是不想再用下去。
Without further explanation, I have been there.
我告诉你，我曾经走过这个途径。
That's why I'm so available.
所以我就在华人牧师说，我已经尽力接受了。所以
my age has to be active in the church.
他这次失去儿子的经历，成为教会的祝福，成为教会一个学习的一个机会。
But I have been there.
因为我已经经历过了。
I call it the darkest nights.
我叫这个是最黑暗的黑夜。
So I can say amen to him.
所以我可以跟他认同。
I said in the past when I preach, I touch people's mind.
过去我的讲道是针对人的理性。
When I preach in Cantonese,
当我讲用广东话讲道的时候
，people commented I'm a good preacher.
他们就说啊，许牧师你是真的好牧师。
What you say makes sense.
啊，你讲的东西就是非常合理的。
It's very sequential. I can follow.
而且是有条有理的，我也会跟得上啊。
But you know, after the last 10 years, something changed in my life.
但是过去的十年，有一些东西改变我的生命。
By God's grace.
我说这个是上帝的恩典。
My prayer is my sermon will not only touch people's mind, but also touch people's heart.
因为我就有点改变我的讲道，不但是要去说服人的理性，也是去触摸到人的心灵。
In the future, when I know you better.
在以后的未来，当我认识你更深的时候
I will tell you my story.
我就会把我这个秘密故事告诉你们。
But the focus is,
但是这个焦点在哪里呢？
I learned to test and approve God's will.
就是我学到一个如何查验上帝的旨意是如何的良善纯纯跟可喜悦。
Do you live a dedicated Christian life?
你愿不愿意把你的生命委托给上帝呢？
Don't.
这里讲到不要
Don't be conformed to the pattern.
不要效法这个世界。
Do number one.
要的第一点。
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
就是要心理更新而变化。
Do number two.
第二个点事情你要做的。
Offer your bodies to God as a living.
就是把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
The third do.
第三个必要做的事情。
Test and approve.
就是要查验神的旨意是如何的真善美。
I hope I'm not over time. I'm going to stop here.
祷告，我的正道就到此为止。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。你借着这段经文再次提醒我们，因为你就是做了我们最大的榜样。你把你的身体献上，为了我们的救恩。今天我们学生不能大过。老师，我们也要学习基督的模像，去把我们的身体献上，把我们的精力、时间、所有的奉献给上帝，因为你已经付出最大的代价。我们求主把今天的道铭刻在我们的心中，让我们不但头脑听到，也知道怎么样就活在我们的生活当中。我们这样去祈求，乃是奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
My desire is for us to be a house that pleases the Lord.
我最大的心愿就是让这个教会成为一个蒙耶稣喜悦的教会。
To please the Lord, you have to be dedicated.
但是有一个条件，就是我们必须要把我们的身体献上，把我们全然奉献给上帝。